This TikToker is now facing a maximum of 16 and a half years in prison for his reckless behavior for social media attention. I mean, the dude has been in court 3 times in the last few weeks, and while he's not in prison yet, it seems like he might be soon. As it really hasn't been long since I uploaded my last video on Wolfie covering, you know, when he bug sprayed the produce section at a Walmart in Mesa, Arizona. What a true brilliant stunt to not only do, but also film and upload for the whole world to see. But as you would expect, not long after he posted all this to his Instagram and TikTok, he was arrested by Mesa police because who would have thought poisoning the produce section in Walmart, filming it, and uploading it to the internet would get you arrested? I guess he didn't. This is like the most obvious thing to never do for 99.9999999% of society, but I guess there's always that one guy. But things have been moving so fast that at this point, the man has already been called to court 3 times for 3 different reasons, as he keeps getting into more trouble. So the charges are just stacking from his past behavior because the dude essentially opened the Pandora's box with that video, as now they might decide to penalize him for all the other felonies and misdemeanors that he's filmed himself committing for attention on TikTok that we've also covered here on this channel. What's ironic is the first video I posted on this guy, probably like 6 months ago, I opened that video saying, in quote, "This TikToker is about to be thrown in prison for his content.
This TikTok prankster is about to get thrown in prison for his recent content."
And well, 6 months later, that might be the case soon. One of the new updates is some new charges, and one of them would be for third-degree burglary at Bosa Donuts. So here we have Charles Smith, aka Wolfie Coletti. He had to spend Christmas in jail after the judge working on his case increased his bond by $10,000 for separate crimes. To that, Wolfie said in his interview with police that he performs these pranks, and he actually refers them as pranks, which is absolutely insane, and which is why I always refer to them as pranks with the quotation marks, because I would never refer to them as pranks. But clearly, some people sadly do. But he said in an interview with the police that he does these pranks with people as to troll for social media. The dude is 27 years old, and he films himself harassing people in public, and he essentially goes, "We do a little trolling." Okay, buddy, have fun in jail. But what makes things worse for him is he says the increase in bond, that wouldn't be a problem because he earns between $6,000 and $10,000 a month with his content on TikTok. Now, I'm not gonna lie, that's an insane amount of money for the content that he's doing. But if he's not lying, I mean, he really just started making a living off of being a burden to society. So I guess he's just become a crash out content creator who just disturbs people for a living and makes money off of either people donating to him or the ad revenue he gets on his videos. So I guess he just kind of joins Johnny Somali and the other bums of his niche. But back to his new burglary charges, despite the increased bond supposedly not being a problem for him, during one of his last visits to court, Coletti asked the judge if he could leave the jail to feed his dog, and he promised to return as soon as he made sure that he was fine and well. Well, that doesn't sound like a request from someone who claims the bail was like nothing. Why don't you just bail out, bud?
Do you have any questions for me?
I do. I have a pet at the house, and now we live alone, and she hasn't been able to eat in like 6 days. I was wondering if I have any assets of going home and promising to return to court the next court date.
So you already have a bond in the other case, and so I can't control that bond.
Yeah, don't film yourself poisoning the produce section at Walmart if you have dependents? That is horrifying. There's actually beings out there that are living and rely on him to live. But of course, that request was denied. And it's just depressing because, like, if it was so important to him and if he really cared that much about the dog, he should have thought twice before doing all of this and recording all of this and posting it on the internet. Hopefully, someone close to him saw that and went and saved the dog. But even though the court paperwork is sealed and we do not have access to the full content, there is actually one extra positive thing to the story, because the judge has already determined that even if Charles Smith or Wolfie manages to post bail and get out without further ado, he's still going to be prohibited from posting to social media. So that means for as long as this trial goes on, even if he gets out of jail, he can't post content. And then to make things even worse for this guy, you know, he was just bragging about his $6,000 to $10,000 a month income. Well, that's been deleted. His TikTok account is now banned. His income was just Thanos snapped as soon as he could brag about it. And then if you look at his other accounts, like his Instagram and backup TikTok, all the posts there, it's just a bunch of people roasting him for his behavior, which is extremely deserved because, like, the dude walks around and harasses innocent random people that are just minding their own business. That's his whole shtick.
Do you need help?
I'm good, thank you.
Why are you just, like, dragging out on the ground?
I couldn't afford a cart. They said I need to give them something valuable, but I don't have anything valuable, so.
You're not that smart, are you?
I'm trying my best, bro.
Okay, alright, how far you gotta go?
All the way down there, but I'll be fine.
Alright, yeah, gotcha. Hey, be real, that girl that's dragging that box down there, you think she's uneducated?
I have no idea about that.
She's a strong, independent woman.
Okay, word. That girl's slow as fuck.
At least she didn't film herself committing a bunch of crimes. So the top comment is, look at you sitting in jail. I'm sure that uneducated girl is now getting the last laugh at your slow ass.
I can't attend you here and now as I'd like, but just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Hi, buddy.
I love how nonchalant they actually were to his antics there. At least that was infinitely better than him dumping a bunch of ice into it like he did previously. But before his TikTok was deleted, we did see him make videos with this other guy who we've also covered on this channel a few times before. And this guy was also facing prison time for his TikTok content. I think if I remember correctly, he was facing actually 3 years. And this was for his abomination of what he calls TikTok content, like videos like this.
Think you might need spare change by any chance?
If you could, it'd be a blessing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. What's your name?
My name is Fanya.
Fanya, I'm Trey. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey, guys. I just want to say thank you so much for giving me that food. I want to give you this rock.
Thank you.
Now, if you didn't give me any money to get food, I would have with that rock. But I want to say, life's about choices. And you made a valuable choice, and the correct choice. You decided to spare money for that meal, and I decided...
What are you talking about, bro?
So super sweet.
Serious? Bro, get your back.
You guys are really sweet, you know? I appreciate
like
that.
How dare you, bro?
Thank you.
Yeah, seeing that video again did not make me like him more. I mean, these two TikTokers essentially going bar for bar for the worst social media creator of the year. I guess we could say they're having a bit of a sociopath off, but he was let off with very little time. So maybe Wolfie or Charles Smith saw this as a green light to continue making his content. But that case was actually in California. And now, Wolfie is facing the judge in Arizona, so Arizona might handle this very differently, but who knows? But other than that, Wolfie's last court appearance was around December 31st, and as this case unfolds, I'll probably keep covering it, as we'll get to see what kind of penalties he actually gets. As of now, if you add all of his charges together, he's facing about 16 and a half years. Will he get that? Probably not, but... Also, a lot more charges can be added. So if you're new here, feel free to subscribe and I'll keep you guys updated on the laughably stupid events that happen on the internet, including this case. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.